Travis.
I'm always ready to plug shit.
You ready to plug?
I'm always ready to plug. We have Glamour Puss is, we have during a Halloween edition. So if you are in New York City, or if you're not, get on a plane, get on a train, and come to the show. We're like half sold out. It's at Zinc Bar. And this is Saturday, October 27th at 7:30. It's with me and Christina Hutchinson, and we dress up, and we're doing like double costumes this month. Yeah, it's going to be a party. So get your tickets and...
double costumes. Is that... Does that mean you and Christina are doing a costume and you and Megan are doing a costume, or you're just, are you costuming?
No. So Megan's not in town for that, but okay. Because we, I mean, I don't want to give away the secret, but there are two people that opened Glamour Puss that are not me or Christina. Definitely not us. They're these hookers. I don't know. But anyway.
Funniest hookers in New York City.
The point is, they're very funny hookers. They're great at crowd work. They're very beautiful. I don't think they get the credit that they deserve for opening that show.
Agreed.
But I'll give you a hint. We each are probably going to be working 3 or 4 wigs for that show. So if you're in New York, get tickets before they sell out and come and hang out with us and say hello. And that's it. That's all I got to plug.
Yay.
All right. So listen to the show, or fucking, if this is at the end of the show, then go rate and review us on iTunes. Ha ha. Double plugs.
Wow.
Wait, what's the show?
Jammers, the Selfish Health Podcast.
Jammers. Holy shit, I'm Wendy Starling.
Hello.
I'm Megan Rice.
And.
Hey.
Stephen Penta. And,
real stoked to be here.
Should we try to actually bring in guests and help people?
Ooh. I mean, like, it's selfish help.
Jammers. We made up a term. We can do whatever the fuck we want.
You guys, we gotta like stay in shape and like wear face cream, mm-hmm. and then like you get to do fun things with people with money and good drugs. And
it's true.
Ah! Hello, I got pink hair. Check it out.
Oh, it is. Yeah, now I can see it.
It's like a tint. I like how we did an episode where we had Reynaldo make us a thing to set up the iPad, and we've never used it.
Never used it.
Yeah,
and that was like one of the first.
Do you have it?
Sweet.
I may have it.
You don't have it.
Definitely don't have it.
I could probably make what another one. It was two pieces of wood trash that we found on the ground that we nailed together.
Yeah.
It was great. He just made us a little stand for the iPad.
I love that.
Yeah, it was one of our first episodes where we went around the streets of New York.
Maybe if you spritzed it with some fragrance, you would have liked it better.
Yeah.
And forgotten it was trash.
Just put sandalwood on it.
Yeah. So now I never forget everything's trash. Yeah.
It smells like feet and sandals.
I just spray my boyfriend every morning. No longer trash. Good. I love you again. I love you again.
Oh, my goodness. It's cold here. We got our cute little...
It's freezing here, too. I went on a hike this morning, and I had to wear a sweater.
Oh, sad for you.
It was nightmarish.
How cold is it?
I don't know. It's probably like 70.
Oh, my God. Now, how do you do that?
Freezing. Is everyone depressed?
It's tough. You know, it's tough when it gets down. I mean, that's dangerously close to the 60s.
Yeah.
And we all know what happens when it gets to the 60s in Los Angeles.
People start breaking apart.
They run. They run into the sea. Everyone just runs into the sea to kill themselves.
It becomes Kristallnacht, but without like the genocide.
Right. Everyone there is so thin and frail.
So no fun.
Yeah. They just crack like glass because they're like, we haven't eaten carbs in years.
Yeah.
I'm so cold.
Yeah.
No, you're just hungry. It's just that you're hungry. You're not cold. You
need food. It's 85 degrees. You have the chills because you're dying.
Yep.
Your body's eating bone for
nutrition. And the bones of a bird. Hollow bones.
Yeah, it's like in the high 40s today.
Oh, I'm so excited.
Yeah. Megan's going to be here in a week and a half.
Ooh,
so fun.
I'm very excited.
I know.
I get to wear my winter coat.
Someone to cuff up with for the week that you're here.
Oh, she's cuffing with me.
Oh, you cuff. Okay, great.
I already bought the cuffs.
Okay, great.
And we have different designs for each of our costumes.
Oh, man.
Wait, are you coming for Halloween?
Yes.
Okay. What are you dressing as?
Lots of different things.
Mostly just ourselves. We figure that'll be enough. We'll just go out and be our regular selves. And people are like, this is terrifying. Please leave this establishment.
Yeah. Well, our friend Tyler, who's been on the show, mm-hmm. Tyler Mead, shout out Tyler, our friend and son.
Who loved my costume, by the way, sent me a message because he loves my costume because Werewolves of London is his dad's ringtone.
Oh my God. She and her boyfriend are going as Werewolves of London, like from the song.
That's his dad's ringtone?
His dad, I asked him if I'm fucking his dad. I think his dad and Wait. Preston might be the same person.
I was going to say,
they're both from St. Louis and they both like Warren Zevon. How many of those can there be? Yeah. Obviously, I mean, only one.
A lot. There's a lot of
them. That's why Preston leaves when he records the podcast, because he doesn't, that's when he goes and visits Tyler.
That's when he pretends to be Tyler's dad. Ah, yep. There we go.
It's all coming together. Yeah. You think he's gone for days because he's like mad and at the gym, but he's just in New York.
Yes. For when he's mad and goes to the gym for days on end. And I'm just like, ah, he must be real mad at me this time. He's been at the gym for weeks.
It's like those kids that are like, my dad went out for cigarettes. Then I guess that store didn't have cigarettes. He's just looking for some store yeah, with cigarettes.
He can't
That's
find
what he's been doing. It's been years.
15 years.
Yeah. Well, listen, that would make sense now because cigarettes are so expensive. He finally, your dad finally comes back. Like,
he's like, I went to New Jersey. There's no sales tax.
I love you. I thought about you at every bodega.
Yeah.
I walked out for cigarettes, but I only had $10 on me. I'm so sorry.
What does a Werewolves of London costume look like? Teeth, like really bad teeth and just some ears.
We're going to drink pina coladas and hold Chinese menus.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah. So I'm just going to eat chow mein all night and get drunk on tiki drinks. It's going to be the best Halloween ever.
Yeah.
That sounds like my Christmas. You.
And you wear a wolf mask.
And I wear a wolf mask.
Yes. Well,
turn
into
wolves. She said she's a Jew.
You ever hear that song, Werewolf Bar Mitzvah from 30 Rock?
Oh, no,
took it to... Oh, boys becoming... No, boys becoming men, men becoming wolves.
I had that stuck in my head for like a week straight and I kept singing around the apartment and at work and no one knew what I was singing.
The best.
And I could not remember, but I couldn't remember it was from 30 Rock.
Yeah,
Werewolf Bar Mitzvah. I don't know where this is from, but I'm not making it up because everyone was staring at me, including Preston. Like I was a crazy person.
When I was still like doing the flirt thing with my boyfriend, I like posted it as my status to see like if he'd get it and think I was quirky and he like liked it immediately. I was like, ooh, who's spooky scary now?
I know. The flirt status, that's cute when you're trying to be cute. And now it's instead, you're just like, if you don't get this, we're not having sex.
Yeah. No, I realized the other day when I was talking to our friend that we were just talking about that I've been like, nothing I ever post is just like for me. It's always like to signal out to someone else. Like I've been doing it.
It's secret code.
Yeah. Like since like Facebook, when because we were talking about leaving videos on each other's walls and stuff and how you do it. Remember you do it like when you're like drunk or whatever, and you just like sing a song and stuff. Like I was never like, oh, my friend's going to like this. I'd be like, oh, my crush is going to see this and be like, wow, Remy was so drunk that night. And, like she's so cool.
Nothing's cooler than being so drunk.
And so drunk that you like sing on your sister's wall. Ugh, yeah.
Like fucking that what about
she's so wacky.
Date me. Yeah.
It's either like a lot of people use social media either as like a way to try to like trap somebody and like thinking they're cool or sexy,
right,
or as a way to passively aggressively tell your partner or your somebody to just fuck off.
That too.
Which is like, don't you just hate it when
your boyfriend comments on someone else's status and not yours? LOL at Ben.
I am apparently doing this all wrong.
Steven, that's the second time today you've said that. I feel like you're having a crisis.
I am. Oh, I'm very much having a crisis.
Okay.
I think we've established very clearly that I'm in an eternal state of crisis.
Okay. Well, me too. And
and not in the
so
rape
get over
way.
It.
No. Yeah. Always crisis.
Yeah, me too. And time's up. Those both apply to how I feel about Steven. Me too. Stop talking.
Yes. Oh.
You had 3 minutes
Take
on the clock.
Take back the night. That is definitely...
I love a crisis because it makes me feel like I've got my shit together.
Yeah.
You know, it's why I befriend a lot of Geminis. I'm just like, oh, God, you're so crazy. I feel so good.
I don't know what that means, but I agree.
Are you a Gemini? Geminis?
No,
are...
I don't. No, I just don't know any astrology stuff.
They're just batshit.
People always think I'm Gemini. Always like, what are you, a Gemini? And I'm like,
no. Scorpio?
No, I'm a Capricorn. But the joke I always make, but it's like a joke, but like with a little truth. Do you
know? Oh, God. You want to make out? Wouldn't that be hilarious?
Yeah.
If we just like made out right now, it'd be so funny.
It's like
such a funny joke.
Aren't all jokes come from truth, though?
Yeah, they do.
I mean, I don't even think jokes should be funny. It's like offensive to me when people try to make a joke funny because it should be about revealing something.
Do you think you could say that entire statement without tilting your head to the side? Do you think that would even be physically possible?
And doing it in like a, what do you think? Like, no, kind of voice.
When I say that, I have to tilt my head all the way to the side so that the part of my brain that realizes what I'm doing is sunken down in the mush.
Well, it starts dripping out of your
ear. It's a temporary lobotomy.
Right.
Just putting everything else down. At ease.
If there's any booze left in my body, I try to get it all. And so that part
pulls right over here.
I'm like, just sit. There's got to be some vodka still left. Just sit there while I gotta say this thing. We both know this is wrong. And by both, I mean my other personality.
Yeah. Do you ever talk to yourself in the mirror?
Oh, yes. I was like, without a mirror. Yes.
Yeah. It was like, I'm doing it right now.
Yeah. No, but here. Sometimes in the mirror, it's even crazier. Cause you'll be like, cause sometimes I'll just like one time I had a mirror conversation with myself and I was like, Remy, just use your calendar. Like it would make life so much easier. And then like mirror me was like, no. And then I was like, come on, Ram, why do you do this to us? Like, you're making our life so much harder. And I was like, because I'm evil.
Okay.
Wow. Okay. Okay.
Wendy's really? About to say, that's crazy.
I'm on board.
Crazy.
Do you know sometimes you're friends with somebody and you're like, it's weird. I don't know. Like, I just really get along with this person. I can't figure out why. Do you know, Megan and I have found out through doing this podcast that a lot of it stems from the first live performance both of us saw of stand-up comedy was by Gallagher.
Ooh.
So that's very telling.
Did you like him?
I completely forgot it. Yeah.
So, and we did that separately.
Oh, I'm having flashbacks.
So, oh yeah. Oh, and it's not good. I'd rather be having a meth flashback.
Thanks a lot. I blocked that out yet again, and you just shoved it right back in.
It's just all I'm sorry, I can't focus on this podcast. I just see watermelon smashing over.
Just watermelon
over.
But my face right
now. Did you like the Gallagher?
At the time, yeah.
Really? Oh, I always found him really annoying. I didn't understand any, like,
Well, it's like very 7 or 8.
Yeah.
So that was like prime time where it's like, you're smashing things.
Yeah. Right.
I wasn't into physical comedy yet. Now I'm all about it. Show me a Paul Blart Mall Cop. Woo!
Put a fat guy on a scooter.
Man.
You've got my money.
I will lose my shit.
See, I throw a watermelon in there. Now I'm interested. Yeah.
A fat guy on a scooter just running over watermelons.
Yes.
Really great.
Where's that movie?
Oh, it's on YouTube somewhere.
Yeah.
Oh,
call us Hollywood.
It will be because Megan and I are going to be together in New York for a few days.
Yeah, that'll be great.
This is going to be the quickest, most productive 4 days. Cut to us exclusively watching murder shows and in bed.
Yep, I know.
I went to visit my friend in Sweden like pretty recently because she just got engaged and like haven't seen Sweden. And the entire time we just watched RuPaul's Drag Race in her apartment.
Exactly.
So I still have not really seen Sweden. Yeah. Like I've been there, but like it was mostly like RuPaul's Drag
Race.
Well,
that's exotic.
Yeah.
Watching Drag Race in Sweden.
And
getting
also,
takeout in Sweden.
And we could do it because they have those seasons like on the Netflix in Sweden. And then I got back here and I was like, I have my dumb, boring American Netflix again.
Yeah.
You should definitely come and just be like, well, in Sweden, this is how they do it.
Yeah.
About everything.
In Sweden. So here it's on Bravo, but in Sweden, it's on Channel Kulakulak. It's very different.
The funniest thing about the Swedish accent is everybody thinks it's always like whatever, but there's like this sound that they make that is very disturbing. Like when they say hi or hey, they say hell. That's a real sound.
What is it? Do it again. I hate it.
Hell. And then they'll just be having conversations. So my friend and her Swedish fiance are like, yeah, hell, where do you think we should have the wedding? Like, it's like a posh way of speaking. Isn't that weird?
That sounds like a gremlin.
And no one talks about it. It sounds like
sounds like a monster under your bed.
No, those little aliens in Toy Story that are like, oh.
Oh, it does. It sounds like the pizza port aliens.
Yes, exactly. That claw.
Yeah.
Oh my God, they were Swedish. They were aliens.
Swedish.
They were Swedish.
Yeah, they were aliens to America. They don't have green cards.
Yeah, we were being
yet.
Racist.
Yeah, exactly.
Against Swedes.
People saw that movie and they were like, finally, the Swedish people being represented in an American film.
And thankfully, they're not all tall and blonde and beautiful. We're sick of that stereotype.
Mm, yes, they're short and green and they've got three things on their head.
Yeah, like real Swedes, real salt of the earth Swedes.
Yeah, they never show these people. It's all the hot models.
Yeah. Like if you go down to the docks, these are the ones that are fishing for all the Swedes.
That's why everyone's so thin, because they're so tiny, they can't really haul that much fish.
Exactly.
So they're just like, okay, The country has to share three fish.
I love that this entire episode is going to be on Sweden.
I'm okay with it. Yeah, I think it's fine.
I honestly, like, how long have you been platinum recently? Or?
Oh, no, it's been, I don't know, almost a year now.
Okay, so mine's like 6 months now. Oh, yeah. But it was really fresh when I went, and they just, like, really warmly accepted me. And it was the first time I was like, wow, I really fit in. Yeah. So nice.
Oh, I'm sure they were like, welcome home.
Yeah. Just
with open arms. Mm.
It was lovely.
That's it. I'll just go to Sweden.
Yeah.
I'm getting my hair done Wednesday.
Do you know that show Hot in Cleveland?
Yes.
Do you know the premise of the show?
Menopause.
No.
It's warm in Cleveland?
No, it's that they are hot for women in Cleveland. They moved to Cleveland because...
Are you serious?
Yeah. What? Because they're like hot in Cleveland.
Oh, I didn't full stop. Is that true?
Yeah. Well, I've never watched it, but somebody told
me
that.
Betty
and I was
White's
like,
whoa. Isn't Betty White on that?
Yeah, she is. She could be hot
Googling
for old Cleveland. Right. Yeah, Google
this
it.
This is going to be one of those episodes where, I'm sorry, this needs to happen right now.
Good. No, because somebody told me and I've just been like spewing it like it's gospel, as you do. So if it's correct, I hope so.
Yeah. So everyone listening to the episode, start spreading that rumor.
Yeah.
So this is, and while Megan's looking that up, let's introduce our guest because you hear their voice here. This is a good friend of mine. She's a really funny comedian, and she has a great podcast that I was on.
Yep,
and
episode one.
Oh my God, it was a fun one. This is going to be a fun one. So she hosts the podcast, How Come? And so go subscribe to that right now.
Mm-hmm. Please.
Pause.
You're right.
They're back.
And we're back.
And our guest today is Remy Casimir.
Yay. Hi.
I love it here.
In Jammers world.
And Remy is hot for Jammers.
I'm hot for Jammers. I'm hot for comedy.
I am horrified. She's hot in Jammers.
Yeah.
She's hot in Jammers.
Hot in Jammers, yeah.
That is the premise of this fucking show.
Yep. Exactly.
The three women find a more welcoming and less shallow and youth-obsessed community in Cleveland, Ohio, where, as seen in the pilot episode, their Paris-bound plane makes an emergency landing. They decide to stay and lease a home where sassy caretaker Elka, that's Betty White, still lives in the guest house. So the premise of the show is these three cunts from Hollywood
accidentally land in Cleveland.
Are like, so tired of not being that hot because they're gross and disgusting and in their 40s. Ugh.
Die.
So they're going to Paris, an equally hot place, and then have to stop in gross, the middle of the country, where we all know only gross bridge trolls live.
And they go to a Piggly Wiggly every day.
And they land and are like, oh my God, in the sea of morbidly obese garden gnomes, we are queens.
Yep.
What a disgusting show. And it's popular.
Is it popular?
Is it still on? Because it was popular. It might be over, but like.
See, I only knew about it
ran
of the billboards.
For five. It ran six seasons.
That's a good amount of seasons.
So that's what we got to do. Since, like, as a woman over when you're once you're over 35 as a woman in Hollywood, that's you have to pitch a show.
It's not even just that. Like the way that I was told about it was I was on Birthright, and my friend who claims she's not attractive at all in New York or whatever, and she's like, no one ever approaches me. But in Israel, people were dying for her, like more so than like the quote unquote hottest girls on our trip. Like all of the Israeli soldiers wanted to hook up with this one girl, and she was like, I am so hot in Israel, like I have to stay here.
Yeah. She didn't move there.
She didn't.
Oh God. Be great. Now that's a show.
Yeah.
That's a great reason. I'm going to move to Israel so I can fuck everything.
Yeah. All the soldiers, just distract them from all the current climate shit.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm going to move to the Holy Land so I can get fucked by all these hot Israeli soldiers.
Just the hot in Israel. And it's just like, what are the qualifications? I have all my limbs. None of them have been blown off from war.
Oh
so.
Dear.
I had to say it. But then in theory, you think like that's hotter. But then what's hotter? If your shit's missing, then you have like more holes to fuck. Do you know?
Whoa.
So what's hotter?
Do you know bones are in the middle of us?
What? No, not me. I've been on a low carb diet for years.
Not if you have nice hollow.
These are hollow. You
like
can fuck right through them.
Right. I stopped taking calcium so I would be a little bit lighter on the scale.
A little bit sexier.
They're like, it's weird.
More holes to fuck.
Right, exactly. Just tiny holes so I can fit dicks of all sizes.
I was talking, you know, Chris Crespo?
Yes.
So he has, he he's got no forearms, or he was born with like shortened arms.
Yeah, he's got nubs.
I think I met that guy in New York. Yeah,
and he was on my podcast, and I was like, oh, do you ever watch like disabled porn for ideas? And he's like, there is so much amputee porn. Mm. Have you ever watched it?
No.
So like,
shockingly, no, I'm not lying.
Pause the podcast.
Yeah. Hold on. Now I need a break.
Yeah.
And done. All
was
right.
Was that a Doug song? Did you just do the Doug song? I like, let's always, every time any listeners, anytime you are watching porn, I want the Doug song to immediately pop in your brain right before you come.
Yeah, no, so apparently you fuck with the amputated parts, not you fuck the yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
like
kinda
you can
hot.
Stick arms in hole. Yeah.
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 Oh, I believe you can stick an arm in a hole.
Yeah.
So it's a modified fisting.
I don't need an amputated
yes.
one
yeah.
to do
yeah.
it.
A modified fisting, mm. if you will. Fun.
That's hot.
Yeah.
That's like elbowing.
Stephen, when did you put up that picture of the two whores?
What?
Oh.
Oh,
the Waits and Lace.
Waits and Lace. Oh, that's from my old apartment. That's been up.
Yeah, Waits and Lace.
I've never seen that before. Am I at a new angle? I love it.
You are at a new angle.
It's so nice you have a picture of me and Wendy on the wall.
Isn't that nice? How funny if we dress up as that for one of the Halloween like for when we record Jammers in New York.
This is going to be a really expensive Halloween costume because a lot of plastic surgery is going to be involved.
What was Waits and Lace?
Waits and Lace, that was just this ridiculous thing from a music video that I don't know. I was going to get rid of, and then it just keeps following
It's like
me.
80s, just like fucking
just
hot.
Yeah. 80s, pre-Photoshop, just random.
It's like a Jane Fonda workout, but just like
a little
more lace.
Like, but way more. And like
which
kind
was always
of disturbing.
My problem with Jane Fonda workouts.
Not enough lace.
Not enough lace.
Yeah, see, I like the 80s. Like, as far as like the hot in Cleveland, like, I always, when I look at pictures of like people from the 80s, I'm like, oh man, I would have been so
I
hot.
I would have crushed in the 80s.
In the 80s, just because the high waisted thing and people were like, they weren't super skinny, but they had like a little bit like wider carriages.
But it was also pre Photoshop. I think that's a big thing to note. Like, you're actually looking at real pictures of people in the 80s.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I would have looked better. That's.
You just need to be face tuned. Like, you just need to be tuned up.
Yeah.
Don't you tell a woman when she needs to be face tuned. Just do it.
Saying,
and don't
they're,
tell
they're
her.
The same people. It's just
you need
modifying and enhancing.
Yeah. I'm glad he said it because I've been looking at you this whole time. I'm like, oh God.
Someone get a face tune. Just,
I only FaceTime because I could not remember the word. Courtesy,
right.
You know, I'm like, oh, I don't want your poor eyes.
That's why you can never meet your boyfriend in real life. That's why millennials aren't having sex. It's not that they're on FaceTime, but they're just like we can never meet because they'll find out I'm not really a mouse with nerdy glasses.
Yeah, but I sent you this fleshlight that's got a copy of my vagina. Actually, it's a copy after it would have been plastied, but. You'll never know. You'll never know.
It's a copy. It's where this flashlight has like a staple left over from some kind of a surgery in it.
Yeah.
But it's good. It gives like extra friction.
Yeah.
The rusty staple texture.
Oh God. I had a guy that I used to, Sean Rouse, rest in peace. He's great. He was
we talked about this.
Yeah. Okay. He had, and we're going to get into.
He died weeks ago.
Okay.
So it's fine.
All right. I'm over it.
And he's a comic and he would fucking like this. This is the only guy I've ever had drink, but the, like the staple, when I would blow him, he would want me to drag my teeth across his dick.
Yeah.
I've had guys like that. I've had guys like that, that wanted you to like bite it.
Yep. He'd like, be like, get like, your teeth
but
in
like,
there.
With your teeth. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. And I have to be teeth. like drag up and then like push down with my teeth. He was into it. And I was like, this is.
Yeah. It's interesting to see what people were into before you dated them or like the person before you.
Yeah.
Cause like of what they do to you. And you're like, whoa, what kind
Where'd
of woman was this?
Right.
Yeah.
Like either who liked that?
What kind of monster?
Either what kind of woman were you with or what kind of man are you?
Yeah.
What kind of person are you?
Well, that was, I was with a guy that he just choked me.
Oh yeah. That.
Yeah, exactly. Like, and this dude was like far larger than me and was
on
top of me.
No, honestly though, you don't like that? I like that.
No, it's not that I don't like
really
it. It's that
thing.
Like you need a little like warning.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Like if you're.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Like you don't just do that. And he just did it.
Did
like,
he didn't.
The second time we ever had sex.
Was this
like
he went full force, or did he try like to gently kind of touch your neck and
no,
see?
No, he just went for it.
Did he say, do you like
that? I punched
him.
Oh. You punched him?
I punched him. I was like, what the fuck? And he was like, what? You don't like it? I was like, this is a conversation. Ask. What are you talking about?
Yeah,
this is,
yeah.
You could have been killing me. I don't know you that well.
Right.
You've only had sex.
Yeah. I actually had a similar. So I was with someone new recently and she very specifically was like, I'm in for slapping. I'm in for anything, you know, whatever, but like, don't slap my face.
Yeah.
And I haven't had a partner that didn't want me to slap their face for like 10 years. Like just consistently, I've been with women that were like, smack me in the face.
Okay.
Like I'm into it.
Okay.
So I would
fucking kill you.
But I know you.
You know what? I bet they weren't into it. And then they started and they realized they were like with you and they're like, oh God, I need some kind of punishment for this. Will you hit me in the face? Does that turn you on sexually? No, it helps me black out so I don't realize what's happening.
I got a tidbit of narcolepsy. Whoop, I'm up again. Okay, let's do this.
Maybe. But I had to like actively program like, okay, when you're fucking, it's like slapping asses.
Yeah, yeah,
you know,
yeah.
You get those things in your head and then you have to be like, okay, don't do that.
Yes.
Stop it. Change
right.
it up.
It's like an automatic. Yes. They're like, slap me in the face. Well, by face, I mean ear. Slap me in both of my ears so I get the ringing sound so I don't hear your fucking terrible stories after we're done fucking.
I really just want cauliflower ears so you don't have to slap me ever again and then I'll be just deaf.
Nothing makes me come harder than cauliflower ears.
Nothing makes me come harder than not listening to you talk.
I actually, did you ever see that sketch I made, Winter Boyfriend?
Yes.
It was like a much, much longer version, but one of the things on Winter Boyfriend was that you could turn him on mute and he would just fuck you.
That sketch is so funny. So I want to talk to you about your podcast because we're already kind of like naturally in the conversation. So Remy's podcast. So
yeah, we're really good at
segues. Yeah. Look, we're not friends. And then we get our friends
in
here.
Oh, now I'm thinking about Paul Blart on a segue again. It's hilarious.
Ah, yeah. Watermelons and segues.
Yeah. He's got the watermelon cut open so you can fuck it.
Yes. So, that's a good segue.
Yeah.
It's fucking.
It's a great segue. So Remy's podcast is similar to Jammers in that like, so we do, this is selfish help. So we will try to better our lives in different ways, take out a bad habit, add a good one. And we do challenges.
Yes.
You also have challenges on your podcast, but they're very different. They're for you. So what is the premise of your podcast?
So my podcast started because I was 27 and I had not yet had an orgasm ever, not alone, not with a person ever. And I was like really pissed. So I was like, I'm just going to use this as an opportunity to like do it. And I enlisted the help of my smartest, sexiest friends. Wendy was episode number one.
Yeah.
And I would just have them on to have them tell me about their first time coming. And then at the end, get an assignment that I had to do for next week. And spoiler alert, 6 episodes in, I came. And so now the podcast is much more about other people coming and like their difficulties and just trying to make everyone feel normal and nice sexually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I have a what
was
finally
the problem?
Did it? No, was it mental? Was it all mental?
No, I thought it was mental. I was freaked out the entire podcast. I was like, I'm going to uncover on air that I'm a pedophile and it's going to be rough. Like, I'm really not going to like this because obviously I have this like Jewish neuroses that I'm like, I must be the worst thing. It wasn't mental at all. It was like for lack of information. I didn't think women were masturbating as often as they are. Like, I just thought it was like this, like, inherently male thing. So then once I got over that hump, I was like, okay, how are people doing it? I'd tried some toys, but like I didn't understand the importance of the clit. I thought that was a myth too. And I also thought the clit was like gross. I know. I was like very backwards and strange, but it's really interesting now for me to listen to old episodes and be like, damn girl, you were so dumb.
I don't know that it's dumb. And we've talked about this before.
Common.
It's so common. And there's so many, I've had many, many girls. One woman is 50 years old, had her first orgasm because of my podcast.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
And
yeah,
I started it
awesome.
Like, I love how you're like selfish help because How Come was an entirely selfish project. I was like, no, this is for me. And now Ben's like, my boyfriend's like, isn't it funny that you're like helping other people? Like, that's not what you intended. I'm like, no, I don't.
Yeah, he's like, you should quit. No. Gross. You're helping others.
Yeah.
Icky.
Yeah. No, he's like, now you have like an obligation, LOL.
And you're like, shit.
Yeah, I'm like, oh. Okay.
Well, he didn't tell me that he posted it on his Facebook wall as a status.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I read it.
That's how we communicate.
I think it was to me.
Yeah.
He got really drunk and made a video, posted it on my sister's wall. Yeah. Which was like sweet because it was a nice message, but also negging because it's like, why the fuck is
why
it on my sister's
me?
Wall?
Yeah.
Well, what's interesting about the thing, especially with girls, and we've talked about this before, but, and this is why with sexual assault and all the stuff, the shame that's attached to it. And I was, I listen to a lot of like the TED Talk podcast, yeah, and in sex ed classes, this is a point that I started to get to on an episode a few episodes back, and I'm listening to it. I didn't finish like the thought. Oh,
that, yeah. That shock. Happens
all the
on
time
this
here.
Podcast?
Shock. Yeah, I know. Yeah. I'll be like, have a point, and then we're like, watermelons and moles. And then we just... people on scooters. Oh
it's
my God.
Hilarious.
Paul Blart. No. Finish the thought.
We're showing an active example yeah. when he's not going to yeah. finish the thought.
No.
Oh God, my head's tilting to the side. The thought is in the whiskey.
Oh my God, it's leaking on me.
No, not all the callbacks. Finish the thought.
So in sex ed, and it, I was like, when I heard this, I was like, oh my God, that makes so much sense. There's why there's so much shame attached
yep.
to with women and sex in our bodies. When they kids take sex ed and they're talking about, they teach you about the male
yeah.
body part. They talk about guys like coming in their sleep, and they talk about yeah. wet dreams. They talk yeah. about erections yep. and they talk about this sexual nature of like, they teach you about men having orgasms
yes.
in class. That's something that you learn about. And then when they talk about the female anatomy, they talk about, okay, so yep, this is your ovaries, this, and then they show just kind of an outline, but they don't talk about like, so the clitoris, yeah. like this.
They just talk about your period. Pleasure.
Yeah.
Right.
You don't yep. know about your man's pubis.
No.
You don't know about your labia majora minora.
Yeah. So we think of our body as like this weird.
I love this is like a child who yeah. just learned these words.
But she's
like,
watch me as
I am. I also can tell you the full structure of the internal clitoris, only discovered in 1998.
Yep.
What?
Crazy.
Yeah.
Science.
I love this. Yes. Yeah. I even showed it to my mom the other day. I was like, Mom, do you know what this is? And she's a nurse, a registered nurse, still works in a school, whatever. Like, she's like, I have no idea. I was like, that is what your clitoris looks like inside your body. And it is huge. It is just so important. Yeah. Like, the only thing we see is like the little tip, and then it goes back like 4 inches, and then it goes real low into like these ball kind of things that go around your vagina. So every orgasm is actually a clitoral orgasm.
Yeah.
Like the people.
There's no such thing as an internal orgasm.
No. Well, I mean, it is an, but it's not,
but it's
not
a,
no, there's
the
no,
clitoris,
there's
the
no such thing as a vaginal orgasm.
Right.
It's not your vagina that's pulsating. It just like Wendy's part of the 8% of women that can come vaginally.
Yeah.
It just means that your clit is like closer to your vaginal walls and it's
yeah.
getting hit harder.
Fuck yeah. I got big old clit snakes wrapped around my
head. Yeah.
You do. Yeah. You are covered in clit snakes. Halloween costume. Another Halloween yep. costume idea.
The Medusa clit of clits.
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be so good. You just have snakes coming out of your clit.
Yes.
I love that for you.
Yeah.
I love that for anyone, but especially you.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a great costume idea. And that makes
sense. Mapusa.
Yeah. Yes. Thank you. Oh, fucking God damn it.
That's it.
Damn.
Bye. Thanks. Great episode.
There's so many things are just adding up as to why we get along. Talk to yourself in the mirror. Like that's, I don't even go that far.
Also, we're a Capricorn Virgo thing. I'm a Capricorn rising.
Okay.
And Capricorns and Virgos are friends. And yeah. And we're fucking weird. She's been masturbating since she was 6.
Yeah.
I've been diddling too. I just didn't know any, but I don't know how you figured it out though. And I didn't.
Well, to be fair, and this isn't an episode of you, I found out when I went to psychic in a past life, I was a prostitute and a okay. sex trafficker.
Okay.
And so that spirit is still living in me, which is why I started masturbating when I saw rape scenes and simulated rape scenes.
See, okay. So
the demon
child
was,
trafficker,
right.
The demon child sex trafficker.
Maybe she
was
lives,
so turned on
right,
yes. by your tiny child body.
Watching adult porn.
Yes.
Maybe she's
on Slice.
Maybe she's Mapusa.
No, I'm
and
not
she's
Mapusa.
Wrapped, no, my the demon.
Oh.
That's why my clit's so strong. That's
oh,
where
yes.
she lives
yes.
in my clit.
She lives. Ooh, and that's definitely
yeah,
it.
Yeah, you don't know how many lives you had before that prostitute. You
right.
could have been the original Mapusa in ancient Greece. My old life, and I figured nobody told me this, but I just know because I cry whenever I listen to
no one told me this. Well, by now, well, I mean, I had this conversation with my mirror
my
self.
My mirror self, yeah.
My mirror self told
and
me.
And we decided, we were like, hey, you ever notice that we cry when classic rock comes on from like the 70s? And I was like, yeah, I noticed. Do you think we were like a groupie who died?
Wait, what song?
Going to California by Led Zeppelin specifically. I like
wow.
sob.
At least your dead groupie self had taste.
She had so much taste.
Yeah.
Oh my God. She was like a Penny Lane, but yes, definitely very young, I think.
Yeah.
Definitely overdosed and
definitely
someone hit the body.
OD'd or like was murdered by a girlfriend or so. You know what I mean? Like not my girlfriend, like my band that I was fucking's girlfriend.
Right.
You know what I mean.
Oh, I hear you loud and clear, sister. Yeah. I'm with you.
You guys are with me, right?
Yeah.
Everybody else at home?
Oh, you have come to the right place.
Okay, great.
Yeah, no, this is the place to talk about all your schizophrenic tendencies.
Wait, so you know my boyfriend quite well.
Yes. Ben DeMarco, very funny comedian.
He went to the Great Wall of China with his parents, and he had this moment when he was like 10. He's like, oh my God, I'm Chinese. He's like, I totally built this wall.
Wait, when he was 10?
When he was 10, he went to China, and he was like, oh. He's like... I feel like the ghosts of my ancestors walking through me being like, Ben, come back.
Oh my God.
Whoa. Oh, that's amazing.
Now, at what point did he start experimenting with drugs?
Not Ben.
Oh, okay.
Isn't that strange? At nine.
Not yeah. Ben. No, he's like us. He's like a late in lifer. Like yeah. we did school.
Yeah.
And then we did drugs.
So this is, if you want to give, you're like,
do,
man.
Do both, like a real right. cool person.
Right.
Yeah, it's hard.
So see, if you can't do
podcasting and stand up at the same time. Got to compartmentalize.
Right. It's nice as a kid. So if you're a kid listening, you're young and you're like, hey, I don't talk to myself in the mirror. I don't have flashbacks to past lives.
Yeah.
The trick is be sober, study, focus, start doing drugs in your 30s.
Yeah.
And then schizophrenia kicks in hard and fast. And so you get all the fun of it.
Yeah. Especially if it's in your family. Woo! It's not.
Or I would say just do it all between 14 and 21. Your developmental years.
Yeah. Because then the schizophrenia is a slow burn. So then exactly. you don't feel it. So that it'll come on a little bit later in life.
Yeah.
It's more of a surprise.
Right.
What's the type that he has? Yeah. Is it schizophrenia and a beautiful mind?
Yes.
Yeah. See, like, that's great. You'll be in your own world, but you'll be a genius.
Right.
Exactly. I'll have a job at a college.
Yeah.
I don't have a job at a college
and
now. That seems like a step up.
A child that don't actually exist.
Yeah, exactly.
The best kind of family.
Yeah, I love that.
That's the best kind of family because they're there, but no real responsibility or financial burden.
Yeah. Yeah.
You'd like an imaginary pet.
Yeah. You can change his name whenever you want. He won't get confused. You're like, today you're Tim.
This is a great idea. This is a great idea.
Yeah, it's the best kind of family.
Ah, fun.
So it's weird that we derailed just talking about schizophrenia. Huh.
It's so weird.
It's so weird.
Yeah. So no,
talking
wait a
about mental illness. That's no, but so we were talking about.
First, we were talking about sex ed.
Right. We can't go back and forth. That's why y'all had flashbacks.
Well, okay. Yeah. Here, with sex ed. This is a thing that happens, and I've noticed it. I remember this when I was a kid, but also seeing friends with kids. Because little girls do jerk off, and so do little boys.
100%.
When they're very little.
Yeah.
Like, my friend's daughter, when she would rub herself on the jungle gym.
Yep.
At the park.
Yep.
And her mom was like, what are you doing? And she was like, I'm jungle gymming. It's fun. It feels good. Which I was like, love that you made up a name for it.
Yeah.
I'm on board with everything you're doing. And she was like six or seven when she was doing that.
It's V normal.
But her mom's was, no, we don't do that. You don't touch yourself there.
Right.
But little boys do that too and are constantly touching themselves. But they're... The response usually to little boys doing is we don't do that in front of people.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. We do that in our bedroom. And I hear my friends mm-hmm. who now have kids, because I'm in my 30s, and they say stuff like, well, they'll be like, ugh. My friend's son, it'll be, no, you do that in your bedroom. Like, we don't do that in front of other people.
Yeah.
We do that when we're alone. But then little girls, it's no, don't you don't touch
we don't
your
do
privates.
That. Yeah,
it's just you don't all. Touch, you don't touch.
Unless somebody
Not,
wants
you
to
touch,
touch and then you go be a hole for them, okay?
Yeah.
Be a
yeah,
good little
exactly.
hole.
I'm gonna tell my daughter to jerk off wherever the fuck
Seriously?
She wants,
yeah. no,
whatever
wait.
She wants.
Yeah, I'm gonna Have be you... like, sweetie, she's in her room, honey. What are you doing? Jungle gymming in my room. No, 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 sweetie, we do that
yeah, for we do the, that in the living
we
room.
We have guests.
Yeah.
We have guests
over.
How do you think we pay for this house?
Bring out your little tip jar, honey.
Do you remember that your mommy used to be a child sex trafficker?
Do you remember?
In a past life?
Okay. So this is okay. This is, listen, sweetie, it's either this or do you want to get married?
Yeah.
You want to have a mean husband?
Yeah.
Do you want to have a mean imaginary husband that hits you?
Like, mommy.
Wait, have you guys been watching Big Mouth? Do you watch Big Mouth?
I fucking love Big Mouth.
Okay.
So I love Big Mouth. I think they're doing such a fucking
yeah,
good
such
job.
Such a good job. But specific, so have you seen the glowworm episode?
Yes.
Okay.
I just watched it.
But that's literally the exact thing that we were talking about is she's like glowworming at the school. And she has this flashback to when her mom was like, we only glowworm in private. And like, she's still a really horny kid. And like, you know, she knows. But and I was just like, oh, my God, I wish I wish a parent, because if they came in ever, I would like shoot to the opposite side of the bed. Like say I was like grinding with a girlfriend or whatever.
Yeah.
Which you would do on sleepover and stuff. If they had just been like, just keep that to yourselves, guys.
Right.
Like, yeah. Is this consensual? And we'd be like, yeah, we both really enjoy this.
Yeah.
We're both super into
We're both mom. Super turned on by each other's knees and our crotches.
Guys, you know, we're great at segues. Disgusting bodies, gross, disgusting bodies is a great way to transition to what we want to talk about, which is every plate. A way to make your body less gross. Preston and I have used a meal delivery service before. I won't say its name. Let's Schmapron. Maybe it's that. And it's every plate is better. And I can honestly say that seeing as I have used both and way cheaper, but not cheap, like ingredient wise, cheap, like your pocketbook wise.
No, I was shocked. And that's the thing. I know, like, look, we've got a couple sponsors. It's really important that you guys order this and use our promo code because I am in love with every plate. This is like, I have never done a meal kit. And that's,
see, you came in blind. As much as I do, I've done them before. So I knew what I was getting myself into. But they make it so easy, right? Like with like the ingredients and everything, you don't have extra shit. Even if you've never done one before, you can just like fall right into it.
So when we got the sponsor, and then I like forgot it was coming, and I came home as the guy was delivering it, and I was like, awesome, presents. I open it up, and it was, I swear to God, this is true, it happened. I was coming home and I was about to go grocery shopping. I had to go buy groceries, and I open up the Every Plate box, and I'm like, oh, this is like exactly what I would have bought at the store, but like less.
And it's cheaper.
It's just like fresh vegetables.
Way cheaper than what you would have bought at the store. It's basically like the cost of a fancy cup of coffee per meal. Where like if you go to the store, because you have to buy, you can't just buy like a tiny piece of ginger, which is what they send you with every plate. You have to buy like a giant hunk of ginger that you're not going to use and you're going to throw it away. It's going to become trash. So just get every plate, guys. Takes all the guesswork out of everything.
I was very excited. I sent pictures to my parents to be like, look, I'm rich. Asian pork meatballs, the lemon herb chicken.
Oh, I got the lemon chicken.
Dude, and the lemon chicken, and here's a trick. Because, you know, this is good for families and couples, but for single people, I took some of the chicken, because it's all separate, and it's not pre-seasoned, and it's like a just plain chicken. There's no hormones or anything weird in it. I just, the chicken, cooked some of it plain and fed it to Sebastian.
See, for families. So, that's the great thing about every plate. Kids love it. Cats love it. Cat moms love it. Regular moms love it. It's for everybody.
Yeah, it's for everybody. Every plate for everyone. And it has, and it's nice too, because you can modify if you're like cutting carbs or you're trying to, you can modify whatever with the ingredients. And it still is less expensive than any other meal prep kit. It's crazy.
It's so much cheaper than anything. And trust me, because I've wasted a lot of money on some other ones. So get every plate. Use our code JAM.
Yeah.
As in strawberry, as in boysenberry, as in blueberry. JAM. J-A-M.
JAM, as in what you're going to do, as in what you're going to do to the food you make from every plate. You're going to jam it in your face.
So go to everyplate.com, enter JAM, and get 50% off your first box. Guys, it's like so worth it because it's already super cheap. So 50% off means it's like basically you're losing money by not buying this.
And I feel like a wacky salesperson, like, you're going to go out of business. But I was honestly like, how is that possible? So
Larry,
I don't know if they
have...
Larry, you're killing me. So I don't know who they have working at their accounting department, and this is for real. But again, I want to keep working with this sponsor. So you guys need to go to everyplate.com right now.
JAM.
Put in the offer code JAM. Get 50% off before they run out of food and realize that they're literally
too good
like,
of a deal.
So you did that like with other friends?
I had this one friend, shout out to Charlotte R. We met.
I love you so much.
We met on vacation.
Oh my God, this is already sexy.
When we were like, when we were like six and we became really close vacation friends. And then she was moving to New York from Connecticut. So we were like, oh, we'll be home friends too. I'll show you around the city. It'll be great. And they
six-year-old dude, like, I know a great place to get a whiskey.
Yeah, I know a great place to go to Gymboree. You'll love it. I know everyone in the social circles at Ballet Academy East. but yeah, so she moved to the city and her parents wanted to try out churches because they were of the Christian faith and they wanted to belong to a good church. So every weekend we'd have a sleepover on Saturday. And then I'd accompany her and her parents to try out churches. But on Saturdays was when we'd grind.
Wow, this really set a tone for your adult life.
Yeah. And so, yeah, we'd like be in her bed. And I remember like vividly, this is not important to the story, but there was like this like little, like very intricate, like merry-go-round mobile in the corner of her room. And we would like pull up our nightgowns and like not pull down our underpants. Maybe once we pulled down our underpants just to be like, we could use a little more friction. But, and we would just stick our knees like in each other's crotches, like this. You guys can't see.
Yeah, so
this
it's like
a podcast.
So it's like beginner two, scissoring.
Yeah, right. Beginner.
It's like
scissoring.
A modified scissoring.
Yeah. So yeah,
like amputees would scissor.
Yeah.
Yes. Exactly.
Exactly. And so we would just like pound knees and clits, and then her mom would open the door, and I would just stare at the Ferris wheel thing, and she'd be like, "What are you guys doing?" I'd be like, "I don't know."
I hope you
did. Her mom ever say something?
No, she would just be like, "What are you guys doing?" And we'd be like, "Ugh."
And then not rubbing.
Yeah, and then
we'd
wait for like two more seconds, and we'd be like, "Is she gone?" "Yeah, she's gone." "All right, let's bang."
See, this is what's crazy because it's like you know you're doing something not bad, but like little kids know they're doing something. We're like
they know not to tell.
Yeah,
it's. Weird.
It's weird.
Yeah.
But I think it'd be so much better. But it, like little boys fucking jerk off in front of each other.
Yeah. Oh, I know. No, and it's like it's a rite of passage. Right. Yeah.
To yeah.
Like, oh, you haven't like eaten a cracker that's covered in all your friends' cum? That's so weird.
You haven't jerked. I'm
that's
hard pressed to think of a dude
years,
that doesn't have a
are...
story about being like 10 or 11 or 12 and like at a sleepover, not with like a, but like with your like two oldest, bestest bros.
Yeah.
And like, not touching each other's dick, but like
just touching your dick,
jerking,
the same
jerking off.
Right. Yeah.
And it's the same thing where it's like, they're not coming and they can't come, but they're like, it feels good.
When I was in a sleepaway camp at like 13, I remember like some of the girls would be like, "I'm going to masturbate now" or whatever. And we'd be like, LOL. And then everybody would like get under their covers and be like, "Haha, I'm doing it too." But like most of us had no idea what we were doing. Or like what we were trying to accomplish, like, or what masturbating was.
Right.
And yeah, it was very strange. And so I'd be like, "Yeah, I've group masturbated," but really like I was just playing like Snake on my Nokia, like under the covers.
Yeah.
I was like, I have no idea what we're all doing.
So did you ever like, cause you did that when you were little,
mm-hmm.
but I think all kids do that. It just might be like a level of like how much they block out, how much
yeah.
they did.
Well, I also didn't know we were trying to like achieve a, like, I didn't know. That a
no, you just
female,
know it felt good
no, but
while
I,
doing
I,
it.
Yeah, and I didn't know that a female orgasm was a real thing because I've listened to so much stand-up growing up and I've watched so many movies and everything in pop culture is like women fake it or like they're very, very lucky. Like Samantha Jones can come every time, but that's because that's who she is. Not that
yeah,
like...
because she's a big whore.
She's a big whore.
With a bunch of yeah, snakes wrapped
yeah,
around
she's
her
a huge,
conch.
Gross slut. Exactly. Yeah. Well, yeah.
But I didn't think that other like contemporaries were doing it. Like, and that was another thing. People were like, "Oh yeah, your sexual peak is in your 30s. So I was like, "Oh, maybe I'll just wait till I'm 30 and like, it'll come," which is crazy.
Yeah. I mean,
about
the
it now.
Patience on you.
Yeah.
Just like,
no,
well,
I know.
Just, I'll just,
did I just, you ever come close? Did you ever think you came? Cause I remember like when I was like in high school before I ever like had an orgasm,
I had like little twinges that were good, but they weren't like it. You
and
know?
You, did and you have like boyfriends? Or?
I had my first serious, most of my guy, I'm really backwards with dudes. Like the first guy I ever fucked, we did it secretly for a year. Because I was so ashamed that he wasn't my boyfriend. And I was also ashamed that I was the last virgin of my friends. And so I didn't want to go out and fuck anyone willy nilly. I wanted to like get good at it in private.
How old were you?
16 was the first time we tried. 17 was the first time it went in.
That wasn't, that wasn't right. That really wasn't
Hold
late.
On.
Like,
no, but for a New York City
yeah,
kid,
for New York City.
It was like, everyone was like, "Remy is such a prude." And also I wouldn't touch a penis because I was scared of that. I don't know. I was
no,
like,
you hear that a lot.
Like I would never jack it. When I found out about girls giving blowjobs in 9th grade, I cried. Literally cried. I was like,
yeah,
that's so
I didn't
scary.
Have sex till I was graduated high school.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah. I was almost 19.
I was 14.
15.
Yeah, dicks are like, they were so scary to me. I remember, first time I French kissed somebody, I was like 16. And I was like, oh, God.
Yeah. In my yearbook, my senior yearbook, my in 20 years is 2027 world champion of poker, in quotes, because one time the guy I was hooking up with was like, why are you afraid of dicks? And I was like, I'm not afraid of dicks. Bring it out. And they whipped it out. And then I poked it and I ran out of the room giggling at a party with all of our friends.
I love that so much.
Which is okay to do. You're allowed to be afraid of dicks. You don't have to suck a dick if you don't want to.
No.
You're also allowed to be silly about it.
Yeah. Right.
Like, I think it's actually healthy to be able to joke.
Oh, I was like, hee hee. Yeah. I was like, woo.
I laugh at Preston's dick almost every day.
Yeah, they're funny and they're cute, especially when they're like...
He's got dangly balls. I love playing with his balls. It's funny.
Yeah.
He's a great, solid, beefy, huge hog, but it's really fun to play with when it's flaccid.
I just want to make sure it's out there. Just want to make sure.
Oh, Ben also, solid dick, but sometimes we like to push it inwards. Have you ever done that?
Yes!
And then I took a Snapchat of it once, a video, and I put it backwards and in slow-mo so it looks like it's like coming out.
Oh my God, old-timey special effects.
Oh, that's good.
Sent it to all of his friends.
Like a slinky?
Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
No, but then in backwards, it like goes in.
That's hilarious.
Yeah. I'll send it to you if he lets me.
Please, yeah. He'll let me. We're all bros.
I've had comics show the two of us be like, hey, you want to see me getting rammed from behind? And we're like, sure.
Yeah. Oh, I don't think I've showed you. I have a videotape of me pegging somebody with strap on.
I would love
to see I'll show you that. It's really hot.
Fine. I haven't seen that.
Well, when you get to, do you want me to? I'll do it. We do it in person.
This podcast is over forever.
Also, it'll be available on the Patreon.
Right.
No.
Yeah. Yes. And that'll be the last thing I ever post because the man's asshole, the asshole belongs to a very, very wealthy, very powerful prominent person.
Yeah, but I could just, I could stick an emoji over his face, like a little dog.
And that would be just, great. Yeah. Oh, that's
like
even
better.
A cute
little dog.
Yeah. Like look, little, it's like, not you. It's a puppy. It's a dog.
He has a very recognizable asshole, though. Right.
A puppy. He has a social security number tattooed around his asshole. He's very into himself.
For safety.
Yeah.
Do you want to hear something crazy, though, about like being a sexy kid? Like, I used to have sleepovers with my friend, or my older brother's best friend, whose name was Courtney, and she was so cool. She was like 3 years older, and like, I felt very mature because we would talk about like, ooh, like horny stuff or whatever. And like, I was like 6 and she was 9, and we had this running joke.
Yeah.
We had this running joke about this guy who had a really long skinny penis, and that if you had sex with him, it would go through your vagina to your butt, and then when he pulled out, he'd be like, you don't wipe. And we thought that was the funniest shit in the entire world. And now I think it's funny just because I'm like, what did I think my anatomy was? Right.
Yeah, exactly. That's, well, you just, it just went.
Just
I
a
mean,
tunnel.
Yeah,
like digging through to China.
Yeah. Right. Eventually, on the other side.
Touch poop, come back. And then he's like, oh man, you don't wipe. And you're like, whoa, what were you doing up there?
Oh, little girls are so gross.
So gross. And nobody, like every, like, oh, I think when I was in college, when like Instagram was becoming popular for the first time and people had like anonymous blogs, was the first time I was like, ooh, I want to make an anonymous one with like all the gross shit girls do in private, you know, like popping our pimples or like getting an ingrown out, like stuff that's like satisfying to us that we can't talk about in public. Cause then like you're the gross girl or whatever. And now I'm like, oh, I have a full podcast where I'm like, oh shit. And I can't come.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. The grossest thing of all.
Yeah.
Right. Not coming.
Not coming. It's
you can either deny it or make a podcast out of it.
Yeah.
You've done that. Megan and I do that consistently.
Yeah.
We like to do our bodily functions on the podcast.
We do.
We like to be gross really in real.
I've gotten emails thanking me about being able to hear me fart.
Yeah.
That's people being very excited that they could hear it.
Well, it's nice because you have a screen between you. So like neither of you will be like, oh, that was terrible for my nose. It's just like musically lovely.
Right.
Exactly.
It sounds good. And then normally people like their own fart. So it's like not bad for you.
Yeah.
You know, you get to like smell your own essence.
My farts are great.
Your brand.
My farts are fantastic. They're
my farts
terrifying.
Smell like cum. My boyfriend's dick is so big that it wraps all the way into
fucks
my...
me.
He comes and it comes out of my butthole.
Well, what happens is he fucks me and it goes into my vagina and then out my butt and then wraps around, loops up across my thigh, goes back in my vagina.
It's like now a roller coaster.
Now he's got a real snaky dick.
Tentacle porn. I'm not going to get into tentacle porn.
Well, that's okay, anime.
I want to know how you came.
Oh, the womanizer.
Because it was six episodes in.
Yeah. Womanizer. It wasn't an assignment. It was, I had gone on another podcast, The Good, the Dad, and the Ugly. And Will Winner was like, hey, have you tried the womanizer? And I was like, what is that? And it is a clitoral suction device. And
I've heard about this and I want to get it.
It is satisfaction guaranteed. Literally, they're like, use it three times, like honest tries. And if it doesn't work, we will reimburse you fully.
You try it for real. Don't just put on your clit and then look at your friend's merry-go-round and, and be like, what?
No, the first time I used it, I was like, oh shit, like something's gonna happen. And then I got scared. And then the second time I was like, okay. And then I forced myself into the mirror, into the bathroom, looked in the mirror, and I was like, don't you quit. And I was like, you got this.
Into the mirror, though.
Yeah. And then I was like, and then what was kind of sexy about it too is like, I was watching myself like physically respond to it, like my body and my face and stuff.
Interesting.
And it was pretty hot for me. And I was like, oh, yeah. Look at you coming machine. And then I had to get on the floor because my legs were going crazy. But yeah. Yeah. It was great.
So then I cried.
Oh yeah, the first time I cried. Yeah, I was like, I have to end my podcast.
That's why she cried. She's like, this is such a good idea. Now it's over.
Oh my god, my brand.
It's only six episodes in. Like 10 is such a better number. If we were going for mini series, like that really would have been ideal.
God, why do I relate to that so strongly?
Yeah. So when you get that, it's like an air suction thing.
Yeah, yeah.
And now
mine is the shape of a lipstick. So like picture like a three times the size of a normal lipstick. And
it almost looks like a bigger version of those like lights that doctors use to look in your eyes.
Well,
ears,
one of them,
right?
That's like one of the versions. There's many different types of womanizers now, but the first one that I got, I think the origin, no, mine's not the original. Mine's just a lipstick one. I think they thought it was cute and kitschy. And then like they got a bunch of feminist people. Oh, so like, how dare you? No, it's bigger, honestly. Huh. It's like three times. It's like let's say 4 inches tall and then like a dick thick. And
yeah.
And then the little
how
like
many
a
dicks
thick
tall?
Dick. Yeah. A thick dick, a dick thick. And then
it's 2 by 1.5 dicks.
Yeah. Yeah. And then the little slant part has a hole in it. And that's the thing that you put on your clit. And the whole thing has a removable one, so you can get a bigger one or a smaller one, depending on the size of your clitoris.
That's nice. Yeah. Something for the big clits.
And it makes
there.
It really easy
that's
to
what
clean.
I
and the teeny clits.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So what does it do? It just sucks your clit up?
Yeah, it sucks it. Suction. And it, but like with these like little like... And it's like,
what was that noise?
It's not something that it would be very difficult for a human to emulate.
Yeah.
From
and,
my experience.
Yeah. And I've tried to have my boyfriend do the same, but like your mouth it's is not small enough and like you can't suck hard enough and like, no offense, that's fine.
But it's also like, you should be able to use toys in conjunction with your partner.
And it's the most amazing thing. Yeah. Like it's like, we call it like our thing. We're like, get that thing over here. And then like, we'll just like make out. And like, it makes his job easier and it makes me more at ease. And
right.
Like,
yeah.
Yeah, it's great.
And then so now have you been able to have, since you use is it true, the womanizer, that when you come, it plays the Britney Spears song?
Only if
how
you
does
come.
It not? Right. How does it not? Because that
I
is.
These
are
expensive.
Yeah, they are expensive, but
they do work.
Yeah. And I've also discovered other companies that make similar toys that aren't satisfaction guaranteed. But
I've actually had mixed reactions with the other company's toys, not to talk shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot. These ones are only $36 on Amazon. So right. I think I'm going to just get one
of
those.
Yeah, I think those, like, I want to refer people to those.
$290?
I know.
Yeah,
but like
the OG womanizers, like, have it down.
Yeah,
but it's like guaranteed. So, like you said, if it doesn't work,
you get your money back.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
I don't know
really
who gets your old
anyways.
Womanizer, but
yeah.
It's just a womanizer.
No, actually,
program.
It's probably they just clean it or whatever and then change the. Actually, I'm not going to say anything for that.
Yeah. Yeah,
don't say anything.
No, yeah. Full stop.
Full stop. Sorry, guys. I love you, and you would never do that.
These ones are little. They look like a little, like a...
They just came out with one called a Liberty that is so tiny and so cute. And like a lot of their stuff has just like really like sleek design, I find that you could like,
it's
you
very,
could like
it look,
you could
it
put it out like in your home.
Remy, did they sponsor the podcast now? Because and really, I will, like your podcast has kind of become the best.
They have made a lot of money from me. They only sponsored a month and that's really all they needed.
That's
from
something.
Me. No. Like, I haven't reaped as many of the best. Like, I know at least 200 girls who have bought womanizers because of my podcast.
Yeah. No, that makes total sense.
And that,
they owe you so much
they
money.
They owe me a lot more money than what I have not received. But anyway.
I like that you could put it in your home. That's a nice centerpiece.
Yes, it is a nice centerpiece.
These are my father's ashes. This is my clit sucking machine.
This is a porcelain tchotchke my grandmother gave me. And here is a dildo.
So now with, so you come with a womanizer. So then have you been able to like
do other stuff,
have orgasms like with Ben and with yourself?
So not, I try not to talk about like his shit as much because like it's more about how I can communicate to him.
Right.
And I'm not really there yet, but I have used just a vibrator because the womanizer was like at his house or something. And I was like, ugh. So I had this one that was just like in my little box of toys. And I was like, I'll just use this thing, whatever. And then I did. But now I know my body so much better from using the womanizer that like, I know what parts and like that, like I used to think, oh, everybody likes really hard and really vibrate. And I was like, no, like I like soft. And like, so I've learned how to do that. I've done it with my hand a few times just to do it. I didn't find it that much more satisfying because I'm lazy.
Right.
But it is nice to know. And it's nice to know because I think a lot of people are like, oh, once you use a womanizer, like nothing else works. And it's like the exact opposite effect.
Well, it feels like that's it really broke things open for you.
Yeah.
That's what I was going to say about the Hitachi Magic Wand, because that was the first time I had like a proper orgasm.
Yeah.
When I got that when I was 18. Because like I thought I'd had orgasms.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But I hadn't. When I finally did, I was like, oh, never mind.
Yeah.
My mistake. But that was because I was like, oh, this is like so intense. Nothing's going to work. But I told, again, total opposite.
Total opposite.
Or then I was I was having orgasms with dudes because then I like, it's like something cracked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then
I think that really is one of those problematic myths that guys get in their heads about that people talk about a lot. It's like guys
get
really.
They're going to
replace us. Yeah. Well, not that you're going to replace, but that you're going to somehow program your body to like only come in this one specific way. And it's just simply not.
Or also like, oh, like I can't make you feel good is I think a lot of like,
yeah,
dudes, get in their
if their
heads
girlfriend
about that.
Has a vibrator, they're like, oh, because I can't do it. And it's like, no,
it's like, no,
it's different.
Yeah. It's like, I like pasta and I like sushi.
Yeah, exactly. Like, right. Exactly.
Yeah.
And sometimes together and in cool fusions.
Right. And the other thing too, is it's like for guys, it's like to not be so sensitive because if you really care about your partner.
Yeah.
Having an orgasm and having a good time, you shouldn't care how it happens.
It.
Yeah. You just need them to feel good.
Right.
And what's interesting about that, like, you know, once you feel your first orgasm, it's like, not to be like all like, you know, serious or whatever, but it's like most things in life, if you can't see it, if you can't like visualize something, it's hard to ever have it. So if you in your head, you're just like, well, I just can't come. I can't. Then like you act that out.
Yeah,
your body,
horrendous.
You make that your reality. And then once you have an orgasm, you're like, oh my God, I can. And so once you've experienced an actual orgasm, it makes it easier to just kind of like knock it out.
And it doesn't make you feel so bad when you can't, cause you're not like, oh, I can't forever. It's just like, okay, it's just today. Like,
yeah. Megan's got her hand up.
Oh,
she found something
on
the internet.
Yeah, because I'm very excited.
Yeah,
because I found the lipstick one, and it's so cute.
I know.
And it's like there's one that's it's green and pink.
My sister
like the little
has the green
like
one.
Lipstick base is green, and the top is hot pink, and it's so cute.
It's so cute. Little
is it the size of a lipstick?
Watermelon color.
Yes.
Is it the size of a lipstick?
No, it's the size like three times the size of a lipstick. 6 inches and like a dick thick.
Yeah.
And
like so, it's like.
It's like a dick.
It's $72.
So it's the size of a dick. How much is it?
$72.
That's amazing.
I'm total. And it comes with a, you can charge it in your computer, apparently.
Oh, you can charge it in your computer. You can charge it in your car. I made Esther Steinberg buy one after she did my podcast when we were in LA. We went to the Pleasure Chest and then she charged it in her car while we ate tacos. LA, hello.
Yeah.
And then she was like, all right, this has been fun. I'm going to go home. Fuck you.
Right.
I was like, guys, if I order within an hour and 27 minutes, I get it today.
Oh,
do it.
Get it.
Wow.
Do it. Do it. Do it.
Oh, I am so excited. I had to do an Amazon order anyways.
Yeah.
So it works out that's great.
So they're perfect. It's watermelon colors. It's also, well, it's not Joker colors because, well, that's the same color as the Great Lash Mascara.
Uh-huh.
Pink and green.
CoverGirl.
Yep.
Yep.
That's a good, this is such a, so this is great. So this is a great episode.
Yeah.
Thank you for
this
coming.
This is a great episode.
Yeah.
Because I haven't bought a vibrator in a long time. I was going to get another Hitachi magic wand that hadn't been eaten by a rabbit.
Oh, wait, do you have a bunny?
No.
No. My parents had a bunny and it ate through the cord. This was years and years ago. And then it almost lit my
bunny
pussy
just
on fire.
Ate through the cord of my podcast equipment.
My XLR cord. Similar. Yeah. As in it's life destroying.
Yeah.
But now I'm just going to get, because the last, I have a vibrator that I just got at Walgreens like 4 years ago when they started selling vibrators. Because I was drunk one night and there was a Walgreens down the street from my house. And I was like, God damn it,
cigarettes.
My vibrator broke.
And they started selling vibrators. They were like one vice for another.
Right.
Yeah, the healthier one.
Progress.
Hey, like, seriously, the healthier option.
But that one was like $20 and I got that like 4 years ago. So I'm going to treat myself. And it's cute. Oh, it's so cute.
Yeah. One final thing I want to say about sex ed, though, is that I felt like in sex ed, they explained the guys jizzing thing and they kind of made it like, okay, it's like your duty to like help guys jizz. Mm-hmm. And like blue balling was like the meanest thing you could do to somebody. But like, we need a release too.
Right.
Like, it is like, if you just think of it as a word, release, that's what it is. I need a fucking release. I need a tension release. It's going to make my life easier. Like, I was like, oh, I don't want to do anything. And then like you get like de-stressed and you're like, I can do everything.
Right. It's the best. I masturbate probably 3 times a day.
Same.
Just like, as talk about Walgreens, instead of like smoking, like the idea of like, oh, I need a cigarette. I'm always like, oh, I'd rather just come and I can just knock it out in like 4 minutes.
Yeah.
And then, you know, and then take a little 10 minute power nap.
If people thought about it more like that than as like a shameful sexual thing, I think it would be so much healthier. That's like with Big Mouth, I think they do such a good job.
Such a good job.
Like how like that's what it's fucking like. And I think it made everyone who's like now in their 30s, like flash back and remember all that shit and be like, oh, this is exactly it.
Yeah.
Like it is this fucked up.
I do think there's a lot of shit with guys where like, I feel like guys aren't giving head because they feel like they don't know what they're doing. And
I
feel like I feel like there's also a real stigma about, especially with like straight dudes and like ass stuff, like them doing ass stuff. And then like they're watching porn and they're doing terrible thing to female asses. And so like, that's my whole thing with kind of like dipping a toe into the sex ed stuff.
Yeah.
Because I feel like there is a big space where like, because men aren't talking about these things and no one's being the voice of like, hey, there's another way to approach this.
Yeah.
And just, you know, orgasmic inequality and just the way women are coming in straight relationships.
Yeah.
It's fucking hugely problematic.
Yeah. I was on this episode. Have you watched the show Explained on Netflix?
Yes. Yes.
Really good show. Yeah. And there's a whole episode on the female orgasm and they included me in it. Thank you, Netflix.
Congratulations.
Thank you. But honestly, like if you need a rundown of the fucking science because you still feel like dirty and whatever, like scientifically, your body is supposed to do this. That is why the clitoris is constructed the way it is. And it just opens your eyes up to like societal norms and stuff that like you never even thought about. Like I think for guys too, they think going down on girls is unmanly.
You hear that? I mean, I feel like more men are coming around on that. I don't.
Yeah.
It could just be the circles I roll with.
Yeah.
But, you know, I just think more. Not that it's unmanly, but it should just be like 1-to-1 equality.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Just that like you shouldn't expect to be pleasured unless you're 100%. Getting to a place where you at least understand the mechanics of how different women orgasm and are able to have those conversations about like, because women are so different. And I think that's where men get tripped up. Because like you said, when you're with a new partner, all of a sudden you're like doing things your old partner like, and it's not going to work.
Right. Well, and even if for reset. Dudes, even if you're not good at it, like a lot of dudes, they'll say they're not good at it. But it's like all of a guy where if it's not his favorite thing, he doesn't like, and I don't really give a shit.
Yeah.
But like, it's just a kind of a polite thing to do. Even just like a quick, like a 1-2, how you doing?
Yeah.
Just like a little lick.
Or,
it's like a fist bump, like a little lick on the puss. And then we can fuck. And then, and also communication. That's the other thing too with, and it's so interesting because even the feeling like you had with your friend, like, and I've had that too. And I've probably told the story on the podcast. Yeah, Charlotte. Where the first time when I like outed myself as a masturbator at a family dinner, it was fucking so embarrassing.
I love that.
Yeah, I've told the story on the podcast.
Yeah.
Where I just was like, they were making fun of, and here's another example. We were at like the Spice Channel was a blurry, like scrambled porn thing. Yep. And my brother, and my brother's 15 months younger than I am. And we were like, maybe like 12 and 13 years old. And we were at dinner at a Mexican restaurant with my mom and stepdad. And they were like, oh, we heard Spice Channel on in your room the other night. Cause he like had the volume up. Like,
And
like an asshole.
Yeah. Like a dumb asshole. And so
That's amazing.
Like, and so they're like, yeah, were you pitching a tent? So they're making a joke about my brother getting a boner and jerking off.
Yeah.
So
totally they're making, normal.
Yeah. So well, it's like it's a funny. It's funny.
It's a boy. It's a boy.
Yeah. And then with the 13-year-old kids, like your house is covered in jizz.
Right.
Like,
and so then he was like, we're all laughing and he was like pitching a tent. Like he didn't get the joke.
Yeah.
And I go, and I go, yeah, you know, like when you masturbate, you put your legs up. And so it makes like a big tent in the bed. Yep.
That's great.
I said that as a 13-year-old at family dinner. And I was like trying to be like, you dumb idiot.
And yeah. I was like, what?
Like
and
a fucking boss.
And it got so quiet. And my parents just like looked at each other and looked at me. And I was like, okay, so I'm going to have the tamales. Suddenly that's nobody's so hungry for tacos.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly.
Oh, yeah. God.
But it's like the shame and even the thoughts that like where boys get caught and it's like a funny, silly joke. And then for girls, like Megan said, that something when you're little and you start to feel that pleasure, it's fucked up that in our brains we start to feel physical pleasure.
Yeah.
And the first response is, this is something
shame.
Bad.
Shut it down.
Yeah.
And so that's why in sex, and especially we're taught to like, you know, like save it for marriage. So we're like, okay, this is a shameful, bad thing. And the only women that are like having orgasms and enjoying sex are like big whores. Old sluts and whores. And it's like, and it just is such a, it's such a sad, scary thing. And that's what you get trapped. And that's why you get in like abusive relationships. Cause like you're fucking and you're not telling anyone or you're cause you feel like you can't talk about it. It's crazy.
Yeah. I mean, I was not having good sex that first year of sex. Cause I had nothing to compare it against. And I wasn't asking him what, I was just like, let's just try to get this in.
Right.
Well,
right.
Fair point. Like, most people aren't having good sex their first year of sex. Most 16-year-olds.
But at least they could talk about it and be like, ooh, that was uncomfortable. But I guess no girl ever says that I'm uncomfortable.
No, you didn't. I didn't do that.
No.
When I was 14 and 15, I wasn't like.
See, I had a weird.
I was 14 and 15
know what
and I was
you
sucking
like.
A guy in his 20s. Jeez, I was just like happy
girl.
To be there.
Yeah.
You know, like as fucked up as that is, I was just like, oh my God, how great. He wants to fuck me. This is
exactly.
Awesome.
That's what sex was for, was to show a dude how cool you can be.
Exactly. Am I cool? Am I cool?
Do you like me? Like this?
Yeah, do you like me now?
Look into my butthole. Is that cool?
Yeah. Exactly.
Do you like that? I had a thought though too. In health class, they would always talk about guys with boners and how that would be like embarrassing to like go up to the front of your class with a boner. So then I was like, oh, they have to come to get their boners out. And so really that was like, it was like a courteous thing to us because we don't want to see them walking around with boners. And I'd say to my friends, I'd be like, oh, well, if I was a guy, I'd have a boner all the time. But I didn't realize I do have a boner all the time, actually.
Yep.
You just didn't realize it. But it's equally, you have to deal with it. Like, and it's not just for the other people that are like, hey, put that boner away. It's like, I need to deal with it so that like my blue
boner is gone. Get that thing out of here. Yeah, I can't focus.
Yeah.
That's, by the way, girls aren't allowed to wear spaghetti striped shirts to school because our sexy ass slutty shoulders are distracting boys.
Make the
but
boners
those
happen.
Motherfuckers just with their big dicks swinging, all boned up, walking to the front of class to solve math problems.
In their mesh shorts, ready for like fucking gym class. I'm like, I can see your boner, dude. Giving me a little boner.
Fucking patriarchy.
I got a boner in my pants. I got titty boners. My nipples are all hard.
Oh my God,
I get titty boners constantly. That when I went on my hike this morning, it was awfully cold. I had titty boners the whole hike. It was so embarrassing. Mm.
That's the other thing. I masturbated when I was like, once I figured out how to masturbate, I started just rubbing on the top of my panties. And then I did the same with my friend where you're like, I wonder what's under there.
Yeah.
And a lot of chicks are like, I don't like looking at my vagina. Vaginas are gross, but it's like, just get over it. And like, it's dope. Pussies are cool.
I want listeners to send us their jerking off as little girl stories.
Yeah.
Like also, when you were little with your friends. Okay, not in a sexy way. Don't penthouse forum this, guys.
Yeah, you guys turn it into a vlog about little girls coming.
Yeah, that was
angry.
Let's not make it
backlash.
Like, no, because girls don't talk about this shit.
No.
Because I did that. Me and my girlfriend Katie, same thing, but we weren't rubbing each other's knees. We found her mom. It wasn't a vibrator. It was one of those big ass fucking back massagers.
Which is a vibrator.
Which is a vibrator.
Which is a vibrator. But I mean, like, you know what I mean? Yeah. But it was like in the living room by the couch. And we were like, her parents weren't home. And we were like, ooh. And we'd start it. We would like put it on our vaginas. And we were like, oh my God.
Yeah.
And like throw it at each other. And be like, oh my God. Stop it. You're so gross. Oh my God. This is so gross.
Stop it. You're crazy. Let's kiss.
Yeah. I mean, no, exactly. Wouldn't that be funny? Wouldn't that be funny if we jerked off in front of each other and made out right now? We're seven.
Oh my God. Wait, I just want, I've already told this story on my podcast, so it's free reign, but the jungle gymming thing is too real because Ben, my boyfriend, used to do something on the jungle gyms where he would hold himself lifted like on two like things and tense up every muscle in his body. And then he'd come in his pants and his parents would be like, what are you doing, Ben? And he'd be like, I'm stronging up.
Yeah. Well, cause think about it. Cause a jungle gym, I mean, that's like all kids. I think, well, I think that's probably where most kids jerk off for the first time. And,
yeah.
And there's loads of shit you can rub yourself against.
Yep. When I was a camp counselor for little girls, I'd have them sitting on both of my legs sometimes and one of them would go back and forth and I'd be like, Nina, stop doing that. And she'd be like, why? It feels good. And I'd be like, yeah, for that reason. I was like, go to home and do that, please.
Yeah. Yeah. Do that at home.
Does your boyfriend still tense up like that when he?
No, I've asked him. I'm like, can you strong up for me? And he's like, no, last time I did it was like for my lax bros. And I'm like, oh, what?
Sorry.
He told his.
Was he speaking Swedish?
Yeah. He went on like a lacrosse trip with his friends, like an overnight trip. And he was telling
them what?
Like lax? A very gay lacrosse.
You know, and they, right. No, and they were all talking about their first time coming or whatever. And right. He's like, yeah, I used to do this thing called stronging up. And they'd be like, oh, dude, can you do that now? And he's like, yeah. And so I did it with all my clothes on in front of my friends. Like I just like stronged up and came in my pants.
Wow.
Yeah. That's intense.
That is weird.
Intense. Yeah.
That's intense. And that sounds like my new favorite kind of porn. I love watching like.
Where you see nothing, just a guy like.
No, but there is there's girls that can just mentally. I've watched that kind of porn where they just mentally give themselves orgasm and start like
I
gushing.
Can come in my sleep.
Yeah.
That's a thing that happens. We've talked about that a lot in this podcast. Yeah, that happens pretty regularly
sick.
For me.
It's we both badass. Come in our sleep. Yeah.
And they're real. They're like super crazy intense orgasms.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, that's so cool. Yeah, they should tell that to little girls. They're like, hey, it can happen to you too.
But
yeah.
I think that's this interesting space that actually like comedy podcasting is kind of bridging a weird gap that we
did not intend to help
no, like,
other
no
people.
One intended, I think it's yeah. interesting yeah. to meet another person.
We intended
kind of
to
like,
make money from advertisers. Yeah.
Exactly. Like I was just trying to do.
Yeah. Ooh, what's this personal pain? Let me explore. It to make some dollars.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. I'm gonna put a picture of a dick on my podcast picture. Yeah.
No, it is funny because you don't
click
intend
on
it,
the
then,
clit, and that's I mean, the link to the clit. Clit.
People probably email you for advice, like
oh,
all the
very,
time.
Oh, very, very much.
Just lost.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that is a tough part for me because they do ask for advice, and I'm like, please remember, I am not a sex therapist. I don't have all the answers. I literally just learned how to come this year. Mm-hmm. But the main takeaway is. Keep trying stuff and don't judge yourself along the way and like don't fucking give up.
Yeah.
Basically.
Yeah.
And like anything that you think is weird or whatever, like just go online, see if a million other people are doing it. They are.
Oh, well, and it's just not. It's just nothing is that.
Nothing's that
is
weird.
No.
Yeah.
Like as long as you're not hurting anyone, as long as it's not.
Yeah.
You're fine.
Yeah, you're fine.
And there are like lots of fun. So there are like lots of ways to do it. You can use your hand.
Yep.
You can use a Hitachi.
You can use, yeah, any type of
vibrator.
You can
use a womanizer.
My new womanizer that I'll be getting by 5 p.m. today.
If you have a good girlfriend, you can grab a knee.
Or just go to Babeland or Pleasure Chest. Like those people want to help you out.
They do.
Use your parents' back massager.
Yeah.
Go visit your family.
There's this amazing.
Find a local amputee.
wait, no, but there is one toy that is very cheap and gave me my first internal the other day.
Ooh.
And it is called Girl's Best Friend and is made by Sweet Vibrations and it's only like $40.
Nice.
And I highly recommend.
Internal orgasm. Don't those feel good? Where
Wendy,
it comes
I
from
thought
the...
of you when it
Thank
happened.
Thank you.
It because the way that you had described the opening and the like mm-hmm. like mm. and I've listened to that podcast a million times cuz I edited it.
Yeah.
But
sure that's why Rem. Sure.
Yeah.
And
sure.
I got
as she's jerking off.
Horny.
That's what I refer to masturbating. What are you doing? Editing?
Oh, I masturbated when I watched myself on Netflix. I called it Netflix and chill. but yeah, no. So I literally thought of you, which was unintentional, but I was like, I'm cool with this. And I was like, wow, she was right. Oh, that's another thing. People are like, what do I think about? They're just going to pop into your head.
Right.
It's not up to you. Like, sorry.
Right. Like, you'll think about different.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if I'm being honest, rarely am I thinking about what's happening in that moment, especially if someone's going down on me.
Yeah. Hmm.
If I'm getting fucked, it's like an automatic, I'll just start coming.
Yeah.
When someone's going down on me, that takes a little more like mental work. Like, it feels good, but to get up to an orgasm, and those are really intense.
Yeah.
I think about, you know, whatever. And so when you're saying,
that was a big whatever.
So many. I think about this podcast.
Yeah, exactly.
No, you definitely do not.
No, she thinks about me. She just thinks about me.
Yeah, I was like, it's someone in this room, and she's embarrassed.
No, I don't think about anyone in this room. Oh, no. It's like there are a lot of things that I'm very open about sharing.
Yeah.
But that is some of the stuff that I think about when that I'm like, I keep that very secret and private.
Oh, my God. Oh, that's so fun. Later,
it's very intense, like bizarre, weird shit that comes into my head. Like
tentacle porn.
Okay.
Huh?
No. Tentacle porn.
Yes. I think about tentacle. No, it's very, like, it's very intense. Certain things that get me over the edge, because the feeling of like, and I'm sure, you know, but a lot of people maybe listening have not had orgasms.
Yeah.
But the feeling, you know, I mean, this is how I describe it, is because people will think they've had an orgasm, but the feeling is
also, if you think, you don't know.
No. Because when you have one,
thinking and knowing,
it's like,
and that's the most annoying thing anyone can say to you. And it's what people said to me. They were like, you would know.
Yeah.
And I was just like, okay. And then when I did, I was like, I know.
It's the best feeling.
I love how happy you are about this.
Oh, I'm so
pleased. It makes me want to go jerk off right now.
Oh, I know.
But I have to wait till 5. Well, I don't. I could go jerk off right now, but I want to wait till 5.
It's so good. It feels like it's honestly feels like to me like a roller coaster, like where you feel and it feels good. Yep. And all of a sudden you feel the, like, you lock in and you're like, and it starts, you're like, oh fuck. And it's like click, click, click. And you're like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. And then it's like the best. Yeah.
And then you drown your partner.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, so that's hot. So you were thinking about me while you were coming?
Yeah. No, literally, I was like, oh. And I was like,
Well, I always thought I was a Samantha, but it turns out I'm more of a Charlotte.
What? Oh, like my friend Charlotte.
Shout out Charlotte. Yeah.
Just to clarify, this isn't my sister Charlotte, who you are also friends with.
Oh, it's not your sister? Then I'm not turned on anymore.
Yeah, Wendy was real revved up. Now she's over it.
Yeah. Good.
Yeah. Now we're being
creepy. You guys, do you guys need a minute together alone? This is very, this got very intense.
Good.
Yeah, no, we're being creepy, but it's like, you know.
But it's like, cool, it's whatever. And then you just stare at each other.
That's
like
5 minutes.
How are we gonna end this?
Can you feel the love tonight? With a Disney song.
I feel like
with a Disney song. Sexy,
this is like
sexy
the SNL
Disney
sketches
song
we were talking about. We were like, they don't know how to end their sketches anymore. They just do it with music. Like, that's what we just play it.
Yeah, we can play it out with something, you know, because this is, we had a lot of really huge, huge, you know,
huge
laughs. And that's, I mean, this, if this, we had some really big bangers where we could have just fucking wrapped this up, but we kept going.
Going to a party and be like, I am a fun lady. I'm at this party and I am a fun lady. That's we had a lot of laughs this episode. We'll figure it out.
But here's the thing.
It was funny.
Right. It's a lot like coming. Once you start having multiple orgasms, you go. And like, we had a couple where a few times I was like, boom, that's the end. Yeah. And then we kept going and we got greedy. And they kept getting bigger laughs.
Yeah,
building.
True.
We're like, let's build
this.
Just
raw,
and then you think you're going to get one
and
more.
And
it's just,
sweaty.
This is our refractory period.
Yeah. And now we're like,
be kind to each other and stop touching.
Yeah. We're just rough. We feel like,
don't touch my dick anymore.
Yeah, we need to just,
yeah, let's just end it.
Where can we find you?
You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Remy Casimir. You can find my podcast on the same platforms at How Come Podcast. And I'm also on Facebook, but like, it's dead now, right?
Yeah, she only posts videos to talk to her boyfriend, so don't follow her.
Exactly.
Don't
like,
follow
unless
her.
You want to know like what's going on in like my relationship politics. Did you see his status the other day?
No.
Oh, I logged on to his Facebook. Or no, he left it open and I made it. And I made it. Remy Casimir is a very beautiful woman and deserves many romantic posts about her. Got a lot of backlash from the guy friends.
Yeah. That's great.
This is so fun.
So fun.
Thank you for coming
on the show.
I'm so excited
to come hang out with you.
Yeah. Do you like weed? Because that's my thing. Yes? No? Megan? Yeah. Okay, great. Perfect.
Good. Well, I can't wait for you. Are you bringing your womanizer here? Did you order it in time?
I'm getting it today. Yeah, I just told you that.
Yeah. So we'll have a jerk off party. You guys, we can have a new fuck party.
I'm getting it. Oh yeah. We can all jerk off together. It'll be like 10-year-old boys.
Yeah.
Yeah.